out this morning. This morning we're here because yesterday some footage was released from the Bayview Police Department police station that detailed some really egregious videos that were made by police officers that were stationed in the Bayview. We're out here as concerned community members in a community that's in need of the most resources in the entire city, in a community that whose officers who should be on the street providing resources and assistance to residents that are suffering a high rate of violence and a high rate of crime. Instead, we're making racist, homophobic, sexist hate that they thought were fun. These hates included running over a black woman, sexually harassing women, and a captain sexually harassing an entire station of women, including jokes about transgender individuals. I'm standing here before you today as a concerned woman and a concerned black woman. I am deeply, deeply troubled that there's a number of people that have been killed in Bayview. Over 20 people have been killed in Bayview. And there's a really small crime resolution rate. But instead of the officers being on the street, they were making these really egregious tapes. Today we're calling for Gavin Newsom, the mayor of San Francisco, who brought all of this to our attention, and we want to applaud to him for that, but we're calling on him to take it a step further. We're asking him to include in the Blue Ribbon Commission that he said yesterday that he will create, for him to include grassroots leadership in that Blue Ribbon Commission. We want that commission to be some progress towards real change in this police department. We don't want to see this be another opportunity for rubber stamping of the San Francisco Police Department. We're concerned about that because for 10 years there's been little done to address the issue in San Francisco Police Department, particularly in the Bayview station of San Francisco Police Department. There have been a number of people that have been killed and nothing has been done about it. Black men have been gunned down in the streets of San Francisco and nothing has happened. Those officers are still on the street. So while we're concerned about this videotape, we want to make sure that it's clear that this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's much, much deeper problems in the San Francisco Police Department. So again, we're calling on the Blue Ribbon Commission that Mayor Newsom will create to include community members, to include grassroots leadership. We also want to see all...
You're pausing at the right time.
Okay. We would also like to see a reinvestigation of all of the cases that these 20-plus officers worked on for the past 5 years. It's clear.
Hang on. I'm sorry.
It's kind of right in interface.
It's okay. We can repeat it. We would like to see a reinvestigation of all of these cases that these 20-plus officers have worked on. We would like the San Francisco Police Department to go back 5 years to make sure that none of these clearly racist, sexist, homophobic statements made its way into their investigation and their arrest. We hope that there are not hundreds of thousands of people that are currently in jail and in prison that have been victim to these clearly racist cops. We want to make sure that by the end of 2006, the San Francisco Police Department clears all of its backlog of investigation of cases.
Yes.
We have seen a number of deaths that have gone uninvestigated that are still sitting on the desk of the OCC and the San Francisco Police Commission. We applaud Mayor Newsom and Chief Fong in their efforts to bring this to our attention and to create change, but we want to see this be the beginning of an overhaul of this police department from the top down. With us today, we have members from the Idris Deli Foundation, the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights, the African American Policing Review Board, and the Bayview newspaper. We're going to hear from all these folks on how they feel about what happened. So first up, we're going to hear from Dan Jones of the Ella Baker Center.
Can we have your name, please?
My name is Malaika Parker, M-A-L-A-I-K-A, Parker, P as in Paul, A-R-K-E-R, Director of Bay Area Police Watch. Thank you.
My name is Van Jones, V-A-N-J-O-N-E-S. I'm the founder of Bay Area Police Watch. Police Watch is one word with a capital W. We are here today because we are outraged by the culture of contempt that has developed within the San Francisco Police Department toward black people, toward poor people, toward women, and it is time for it to come to an end.
Yeah.
This is not funny.
That's
this
not at
is
all.
Not funny. for the police department to say that this is a morale booster. What kind of police department finds this kind of sick mistreatment of people a morale booster? This is not a morale booster. This has lowered the morale of people in San Francisco and people across the country. This is not funny. And it is time for this kind of mistreatment, this kind of contempt for people to come to an end. We want to applaud Gavin Newsom for not hiding these tapes. He's come under extreme attack for releasing the tapes. There, you do not fix the problem by covering it up. You fix the problem by revealing it, by releasing it, and having a public discussion. We demand. That's the kind of contempt that we see not just from passersby, but from police officers on the streets of the Bayview. This is, I want to be very, very clear about this. For the police officers involved to have their representatives saying that this is about a morale booster, this is a morale lower, this has destroyed morale in Bayview Hunters Point and across the city and across the country, is an embarrassment, and they need to apologize, and we are proud to have a mayor who is willing to actually take this on. The reality is that that a lot of the backlog cases, we have a pile of black bodies in this city. African-American men who have been shot, and we have not even, by police officers, unarmed, and we have not even had a hearing on most of these cases. A lot of the backlog are, frankly, Willie Brown's backlog. A lot of this is Willie Brown's mess that he didn't clean up. I think it would be quite ironic if it takes a white mayor to clean up the racism in the San Francisco Police Department. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So next up, we're going to hear from Misha Irizarry from the Idris Deli Foundation. Misha is the mother of Idris Deli, who was killed in the Metreon Theater in San Francisco. He was killed by racist police officers who did not know how to respond to a man that was having a mental health crisis in a movie theater.
No. MESHA-MONGE-IRIZARRY, Director of Idris Deli Foundation and San Francisco Bayview Chapter of the Campaign to End the Death Penalty. As you can see, Idris Deli Foundation sits in the very heart of Bayview on 3rd and Peru. This infamous incident about this videotape is reflecting the organizational culture of the good old boys that we have been suffering from in Bayview Hunters Point at no end. This is enough. This is going to unveil the truth. It's going to leave the wall of silence. Ever since children were brutalized and molested on Martin Luther King Day on Kiska Road, ever since Marcus Law was brutalized and left unconscious without supervision in an ambulance on Mill Point and West Point, ever since Craig Holden died in very suspicious circumstances 2 months ago in the Bayview, and Darrell Taylor was shot in the back 5 times and then beat up, we haven't got any decent response from the city. This is the epitome. This tape endangered our poor neighborhood of colors, because it legitimized the intimidation and the terrorizations that we have been subjected to all along, and not just for 5 years, for 400 years. I'm here to speak also in support of the African American Policing Board, Community Policing Board. As you may know, Newsom has staged Reduce the Violence event at the San Francisco Bayview Opera House at 6 tonight. We're going to be there saying reduce police crime in the Bayview, not just crime, because it goes both ways. We need some serious healing now, and we're not going to stop until we get it.
All right. Yeah.
So now we're going to hear from Monica Autry, whose son, Marcus Law, was abused by San Francisco police officers, a case which has never been heard before the police commission.
Hi, I'm a little sick, but my name is Monica Autry, MONICAAUTRY, and I just want to clear for the record, Misha made a mistake about the child that was left unconscious. Actually, that was another guy in the same police brutality. But my son was 14 years old, standing in front of his home, harassing while watching another guy outside being beat up, and his name was Lee Collins. That's who you were referring to. That was left unconscious. But this has been going on for a long time, and you know, when someone called me last night and told me about this, I wasn't the least bit surprised, but I was also very happy that this stuff was let out for people to really see what's going on. And this is, that's nothing compared to what I see going on in my neighborhood. And a few of those officers I see in Hunters Point all the time. The officer that abused my son is now wearing plain clothes. I don't understand what is going on in our communities and what's happening to our babies out here. It's nobody protecting us. The police is not for us, as you can see on the tapes. Now, what is going to be done? Spending them is not enough for me. It's not enough. I need justice to be served. How did this happen? It happens in my community every day. They come by, they laugh at us. They throw the FU signs up at us. They don't give a damn. They call us names because they know they haven't been punished. When are they going to be held accountable for the things that they are doing? I'm tired of this stuff, and it needs to stop now. I'm tired.
You go.
So this is an issue that continues to happen in Bayview and in the communities of color throughout San Francisco. When these tapes were released, one of the officers on the tape said that this is a depiction of the life of a police officer in a community of color in San Francisco. And I would argue that that's somewhat true. I would say that these officers do ignore crime, that they do take the lives of people in communities of color as if it's a joke. And so what we're asking for is not to act as if this is an isolated incident, but to actually look at this as a real depiction of how these officers see their jobs throughout the department, not just these 20 officers, and actually begin to implement change. Next up, we have Willie Radcliffe, who is the founder of the Bayview newspaper and is a prominent leader in the Bayview community.
All right. Well, this type mentality produces what we see here in Baltimore. This guy had on handcuffs, and they beat him to death. Just like Emmett Till. But this is all connected to gentrification of the community. I would like to say I'm glad the mayor brought it out, but the mayor helped create the environment.
That's right.
Of what's happening out here, because they're trying to push people out, and that's what's really going on.
That's right.
People getting shot in the back, drive-by shootings in tinted glass, police picking up people and taking them over to other areas where they know they'll be shot at or
that's
killed.
Right.
So we got a third hand going on out here, as Mandela used to say about South Africa and what was going on over there.
That's right.
And that's what's happening out here. And they're creating the environment by keeping people from having jobs and opportunities and push them out of here so they can have all of this beautiful land and make money for themselves.
There's no mistake.
If you create that kind of mentality, it's no different from rendition what's going on with our country.
Yes.
This is happening all over the country, not just here in San Francisco. We are no better than nobody else.
That's right.
So we're going to have to hold the mayor, the board of supervisors, and the people that's privatized, privatization of everything that we have around here that's being given to anybody come by like Lenore or anybody else with no jobs. So that's what we have created here. That's the mentality that we are fighting. We need people to be trained to hate. Is that what the cops need for their morale? They feel good when they shoot somebody in the back? Well, what's going on?
This foundation of the institution.
We got to send it right back up to the top where it came from.
That's
the
right.
Mayor need to be pushed out if he don't do something.
Yeah, that's right.
The board of supervisors need to be pushed out because they're not doing anything. Anytime they're going to do what the developers say and don't do nothing out here for the people, it's time to get rid of them.
Come on.
I'm glad all of you came out here, but we got to look at it like it is. I don't give the mayor credit for anything except he got scared politically and put this out there. That's all he did.
Right.
Anyway, thank you all for coming out. That's the problem we got. And it's not just Bayview Hunters Point problem.
It's
all the San Francisco problem. They finna kill Tukey Williams now. They ain't saying nothing about why he wouldn't kill these people. He had money. He gonna go rob a little place? Come on. We got people getting killed and hung and in the prison all the time that's going on, and it's time us take stock of it now and change it, and let's get rid of that mayor unless he changes. Let's get rid of any mayor unless he changes. And let's get rid of that board of supervisors of ours, especially the one that's representing us out here, Sophie Maxwell, because she's part of the problem. Thank you.
Where are you, Heather Funk? Where are you? Where are you, Gavin Newsom?
Quit brutalizing all the black people that live up on that hill trying to push us out. We have a right to live up there. We've been up there all our life, and we're tired of all these developers coming up there making plans for what they want to do, and we're not involved in. They're killing all our children up there, and we have a right to speak our voice. My name is Tessie Esther. We've been living up on that hill all our life. My name is Tessie, T-E-S-S-I-E-E-S-T-E-R. And as most of you know, that they're getting ready to take that hill from us, which they've been trying to do over the past 40 years. They're making all these plans without us, really without our consent. They call themselves with these blue plans, but we haven't made no deal with them already. But they up there doing what they have to do. They're killing all these black people. These kids don't have a right to stand outside their home, not unless the police jump off and then take them to jail. How can we have any kids out there on the street if they can't stand outside their house? We pay rent up there. So how can you take that away from us? We have our right, and we're going to continue to fight with the help of the community.
That's right.
So next, as you can see, there's a lot of issues that are happening here in Bayview and in throughout San Francisco and the communities of color. These are issues that need to be addressed immediately. So next up, we're going to hear from Elvira Poehler, whose son was killed by San Francisco police officers.
I don't know. I brought a picture. I want you guys to know this. This one was an injustice. This one is a year and a half. How could the police who killed my son? They're still on the force. Did you guys know that some of these officers who did the shooting that day were from Bayview? Did anybody care to find out were these officers on the clock when they made this movie? That's my main concern. Were they on the damn clock? I mean, I see too many goddamn squad cars out there to say that this is taxpayers' money and we could do this. At the expense of who? I have a dead son here, the DA. No one has talked about this. What's wrong with this? This picture does not look right. The police have always been doing things. If you guys can remember Fajita Gate, if you guys can remember that one, it went all the way to the chief. This chief does not want anything to touch out. Do you guys understand? But one more thing that you guys need to know. Gavin Newsom said if he couldn't fill the job, he stepped down. God damn it, Gavin stepped down. I'm the first one to say, Gavin, you need that there place. Somebody else needs it. He said he stepped down. God damn it, step down. I'm a parent out here. I'm a victim of police brutality. When I made it here, they put me in handcuffs. Do you understand? This is injustice in the worst way. I don't know what you guys think about when you guys go to bed at night, but all I can remember is we got police on the floor still killing people, and they only get caught if you have a videotape.
Come on!
And I don't understand it. And then vitamins, then they can be cleared with the police commission, because I have seen them Officer O'Neill hit someone with his billy club. And you know what he did? He got fired not for hitting the person. He got fired for lying. Lying. So how many people that lied on this one? We need to ask Kamala Harris. Can you guys help me? Kamala, make a ruling. It's been a year and a half. Can you not rule on the officers that did this? We know Gus didn't do anything. He wasn't a stunt driver. He couldn't just jump out and do these things. But they made him to be this incredible man that they needed to kill. So now, with this, I really hope you guys tell Mayor Gavin Newsom, step down, baby. We don't need you no more. There's nothing you can do for a black community here. You've been in office so long. There's nothing that you ever done. There's nothing. When there's all these crimes, who's out in the defense? Mothers. I don't see not one preacher out on the streets. Malcolm X and all of these, Martin Luther King, they turn over and they damn brave if they knew the preachers out here treat these casualties of death of black men like nothing ever happened. So with that, could you guys please help me tell the mayor to step down because he's not doing his job.
What's your
name? All right.
My name is Elvira Polish.
Rugley, R-U-G-L-E-Y, 62904. How long has that been? That's too long. No, it's on Alameda Boulevard, under the underpass.
Anywhere in the world.
Under an underpass.
Bayview Police.
Under the Bayview Police.
Who did that?
The police.
Bayview Police.
The police did this. You guys should get to know the autopsy. I mean, it said he had no gunpowder on the front or the back of his hand. But the web that all of you guys webbed that day from the police is that he shot a 12, a 15, and a Uzi. Ain't shit on his goddamn hands on autopsy. So did each and every last one of you guys give me a story to retract the shit that y'all written? He did not kill anybody. I'm a mother. I went out and found out the killer of that boy. So what is y'all doing as reporters? I'm a call reporter. If you kill mine, I'll come look for you. Thank you.
Jim Quinn is on the African American Police Department reporting, and we'll take questions. Is that okay?
You know, the city of San Francisco said it's an emergency in San Francisco. There's 93 people got killed, but listen, some mothers here about what's happened with their children got murdered in San Francisco, and nobody's done anything about it. They say it's an emergency, they've done nothing. The African American Police Relations Board, which I represent, is one of the organizations that put together a plan, a community policing plan that, if it was implemented, would change the way policing is done in San Francisco. It would totally change the way the structural of how they're trained, our police would show respect to people in the neighborhoods, and so forth. The mayor said he wanted to sign that. The chief of police said she had problems with it, would not sign that proposal because she felt that it took too much power from them. The power in San Francisco belongs to the people in San Francisco. We have to make some change. If we're serious about the 93 murders, we're serious about the mothers who are sitting here saying about their children getting killed, then we'll implement the plan. We're asking the mayor, if you're serious, you said there needs to be a cultural change in the department, implement the African American Police Relations Plan.
Thank you, Jim.
So we have a couple of other folks that wanted to speak. I understand you want some time to do questions and answers. So I think what we'll do is take some questions and answers, and then we'll have a couple of other speakers.
Well, is there something specifically wrong with the way the mayor's reacted? You know, he called it racist, homophobic, and had to change the culture of the police department. And asked for reviews, I think, by several people. Is there something else he should do, or is he reacting the way you think he should react, or what?
Well, we think that it's a really good first start. We think that Mayor Newsom has responded well up to this point. But what has happened in the past with San Francisco Police Department and departments throughout the nation, honestly, is that we hear a lot of talk and there's little action. And so right now is a really critical time, and we want to make sure that this is used as a catalyst to change the entire department and not just to put together a bunch of folks that are going to kind of talk about some of the issues with the department, but to actually look at the hard questions with this department and affect some change. Are there any other questions?
And there's people that are shown in the videos that look like, I guess, they're from the Bayview neighborhood. Have you found anyone who's actually was in the videos that was a resident of the neighborhood?
Does anybody know?
No, but we recognize all the cops. All the cops. They right there in West Point. A lot of them are plainclothes officers that I see every day patrolling in my neighborhood that have been beaten and violating people's persons' property from day one. And I've been telling people about this for years. We've been complaining about these officers. Some of the very same officers I've seen on TV is always in West Point every day, laughing, taunting us, and also violating people's persons because they're afraid that if they say anything that they'll be arrested or something else may happen to them because they never have been all of the so-called OCC and the people that can help us have not ever done anything to help us. So therefore, a lot of my people in my neighborhood are afraid to speak on the things that's happened to them. I'm not afraid. I see it happen all the time. I'm here to speak on it because it happened to my son, and I'm tired of it happening to my people. And these officers that's on the tape,
is the same ones I saw in Hunter's View, which is West Point, where a lot of things go on. You need to come there and see it for yourself. Just like you saw this on the tape, that's nothing compared to the things I see on a day-to-day basis.
What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A. Autry is the last name, A-U-T-R-Y.
So many of, like Monica said, many of these officers are officers that have been, from what we can tell, particularly Rick Roots, who was the captain of Bayview, is an officer that we've said for years has been problematic. There's been complaints filed with the Office of Citizens Complaints for years. The Office of Citizens Complaints a few years ago came out saying that there was racially based practices within the San Francisco Police Department.
It is.
The ACLU came out and said that San Francisco Police Department was guilty of racial profiling. Nothing was done either time. We came out and said that people were being killed based on their race and nothing else.
They are.
Nothing was done. So now it's on tape, and so we want to see something happen as a result of it. Are there any other questions?
I have a question. Yeah. With 20 officers off the street in one concentrated area where there's clearly a lot of problems, are you concerned about that?
Well, I mean, I think that often there's a call for more police on our street in response to high crime rates. What I think is that what we need is officers that really want to be here. We need officers that actually want to work with this community to address some of the issues that are happening. We don't need officers that are on this police department that use their office time to make videos that are making fun of death and crime and harassment. And so I actually believe that these officers being removed have helped recreate a better police department for San Francisco. It's clearly not an isolated incident, but they speak really negatively to what's going on in this police department. So I think that removing them is a step in the right direction, and that we need better officers, not more officers.
That's right. Maybe more black officers. That would help.
One aspect that was raised was the sleeping on the job and not responding.
Yeah.
Are there specific sites?
See, everybody's moving away. The ones want to.
Are there specific sites where the cops sleep on the job?
Well, they've got to be sleeping anytime they hear gunshots coming from one other neighborhood and they come to the wrong neighborhood.
This is a joke.
And arrest the ones that do live in the next hood. If they're doing Oakdale, they come arrest our residents.
They're not where they're supposed to be sitting like that. They have to be doing something else. If they're not where they hear the gunshots and you respond to another neighborhood, I mean,
and now they're jumping off the machine gun. You know, they act like we're in Iraq somewhere, or we're in war right here in our own community.
Yeah,
the kids
right.
Standing on the corner, they jump out with machine guns around them. I got 20 kids in the playground. Why are you out there playing with machine guns? It's wrong. It's wrong.
So we have a couple more people. We have Morris Campbell from the Community Coalition who has some comments for us.
They go somewhere else.
One of the things that we need to look at is San Francisco is supposedly one of the leading cities in the world. And what we're seeing is a untrained police force working in a low-income and minority community, which can ill afford these incidents and the impact of these incidents on their people. One, there needs to be a policy of training that people are sensitive to the needs of the community. The community cannot afford to have officers like this. The mayor shouldn't be reacting after the fact. He should be reacting before. And something needs to be done. The police chief needs to investigate what's going on and take action, corrective action, because we talk about civil rights and human rights. Civil rights and human rights begin at home, and they begin in your poorest neighborhoods. Thank you.
And last up, we have Leroy Moore from Disability Advocate.
Hold on just a minute.
All right.
You want to just hold this for him?
Yeah,
just hold it right down.
That's okay.
He's got a mic here, too. Yeah.
Hello. This is Leroy Moore. You know, it's funny that, you know, we are reacting to what's happening to the police. You know, it's 27 open cases of people getting shot, and we're worried about a video. A video is really important, but people are getting shot every day. Gavin Newsom, Willie Brown, Democrats, Republicans, Green Party, it's all the same. They react. They don't do anything except react. This video is only one incident. And the police commission, there's no one on the board that has a disability, that has a mental health disability. Most of the people that are getting shot are people with mental health issues. Nobody on the board are dealing with that. Kevin Moy's case has been dragged on the court for years. Now we are dealing with a video that shows police that we know have been doing this over and over again. So Gavin Newsom finally woke up, but I think it's a little bit too late, and he needs to listen to us. We voted him in, and we can vote him out.
That's right.
And once again, there's a lot of people with disabilities that are being shot by police, that are not getting their mental health services, and that are not being respected by our community. From Cameron Boyd to Idris Skelly to a man that got shot in the back, and now he's in a wheelchair. So we started to react to what's happening to the police and what's happening to our community. Thank
you. Are you guys still on sound? Is anybody still on sound?
Yeah, okay.
So that Leroy was our last speaker. There are a number of folks who are available for individual comments. And so just to recap, what we're asking for is that the Blue Ribbon Commission includes grassroots leadership in San Francisco, that there is a complete end to the backlog, that the backlog is completely cleared with the San Francisco Police Department through the Police Commission by the end of 2006, and that there is a reinvestigation into all of the cases that these officers worked on in the past 5 years.
First, I'd like to say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the one and who has all wisdom and the one that knows all. This is what's going on in this country, in this city, and in every city across this country, everywhere around the world. It's a manipulation of the true destiny of man. I don't know if that ring any bells to anyone or anything, but that just came to me. The murders that's taking place in this city is not only here, it's all over the United States. And it's not by coincidence that these murders are occurring. It's systematic. It's not coincidental that a man can get shot those many times in the areas of his body that he got shot those many times. And what type of provocation do you need for that? Okay, the officers on the police force are supposed to be trained with precision accuracy to maim instead of kill. But this is outright homicide, capital murder is what I'm calling it. They're talking about Tukey Williams did a capital case. This is capital murder. And it's being orchestrated by the higher force, as you might want to call it, in this country. And it's coming to an end, one way or the next. Almighty God, Allah, is the witness to all things, the master of all things, and the truth will come to the light one day. One day soon. Alhamdulillah.
Kill some city.
feel.